Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to How to Be Stoic, Lessons in Strength, Wisdom, and Courage. Today, we're diving into something incredibly powerful, building resilience. Ever feel like life throws you curveballs? You know that feeling when everything seems stacked against you, and you just want to throw in the towel? We've all been there, right? But guess what? Stoicism isn't about being emotionless robots, it's about mastering our responses to life's inevitable challenges. It's about developing this mental fortress, this inner strength that allows us to not only weather the storms, but come out stronger on the other side. Now, resilience isn't just some mystical trait reserved for superheroes. It's a skill we can all cultivate. Think of it like a muscle. The more you use it, the stronger it gets. And today, we're going to explore 5 key takeaways that will help you build that mental muscle and become practically unstoppable in the face of adversity. First up, accept what's beyond your control. This one can be tough, right? We want to fix everything, micromanage every little detail. But life is a way of throwing us curveballs, things we simply can't change. Focusing on what we can control, our thoughts, our actions, our reactions, is where the real power lies. Imagine it like this. You're standing in a hurricane. You can either try to fight the wind and get blown away, or you can bend with it, adapt, and find shelter. Next, practice mindful awareness. Ever notice how our minds tend to race when we're stressed? We get caught up in anxious thoughts, replaying past events, worrying about the future. Stoicism encourages us to be present in this moment, to observe our thoughts and feelings without judgment, like watching clouds drift by. This helps us detach from the negativity and gain clarity. Think of it as training your mind to be a calm oasis amidst the chaos. Third, focus on your values. What truly matters to you? What principles guide your life? When adversity hits, knowing your core values acts like a compass, keeping you aligned with what's important. It gives you strength and purpose, even in difficult times. Imagine it as your inner guiding star, shining brightly even when the storm rages around you. Fourth, reframe challenges as opportunities. This might sound counterintuitive, but Stoicism teaches us to see adversity as a chance for growth. Instead of dwelling on the negative, ask yourself, what can I learn from this? How can I use this experience to become stronger? Remember, every obstacle I overcome builds resilience and wisdom. Think of it like leveling up in a video game. Each challenge makes you more powerful and prepared for what's next. Finally, cultivate gratitude. It's easy to focus on what we lack when things are tough, but Stoicism emphasizes the importance of appreciating what we have. Take a moment each day to acknowledge the good things, your health, loved ones, even a beautiful sunset. This shifts your perspective and fosters inner peace, making you less vulnerable to negativity. Imagine it as planting seeds of joy amidst the hardship, nurturing your spirit's resilience. Let me paint you a picture. Picture this. You're launching a new business. You poured your heart and soul into it, working tirelessly day and night. But then, disaster strikes, a major competitor steals your key clients, or maybe a global pandemic throws everything off track. Ever felt like that? The ground feels like it's crumbling beneath you. But here's the Stoic way to approach this. Accept that external factors are beyond your control. You can't control what other businesses do or global events. Focus on what you can control. Your dedication, your innovation, your customer service. Reframe this challenge as an opportunity, a chance to learn from setbacks, adapt your strategy, and emerge even stronger. Be grateful for the valuable lessons learned, the resilience you've built, and the unwavering support of your loved ones. Remember, adversity is inevitable, but how we respond to it defines us. Stoicism equips us with the tools to navigate life's storms with grace and courage, emerging not broken, but transformed. So, what will you do today to cultivate your resilience? Share your thoughts in the comments, and let's build a community of strength and support together. Until next time, keep striving for that inner fortress, because you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.